Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's our topical devotion here on 91.5 FM and on our podcast at ourlighthouse.net. And if you go to the Turn the Light On tab, you can find it right there and catch the program any time of the day. It's a great way to just get lifted up and built up in the Word. I'm so glad that each and every one of you joined us today. I've got a special guest with me today. My son Jason Radlin's here with us. Jason, how's it going?
Yeah. I'm doing good. I hope everyone else is doing good out there.
Yeah, man. Jason is actually doing a little bit of ministry himself, and I want him to talk a little bit about it today. Jason, you're going to actually be doing a new surfing group on the beach in the near future. I want you to tell everybody about it, because if you're out there and you surf, you want to be involved, you want to find a community of believers that surf. It's an all-ages group. We've been doing it for a few different years. We were on break for the winter, but we're about to relaunch it. It's spring. We're almost into summer. Tell us a little bit about Locked In Surf Group, Jason.
Sure. Yeah, Locked In Surf Group. If you are an older type surfer and you've been around the area, Locked In is an old school surf term, and it means to be in that perfect spot of the wave. So with that, being a Bible study as well, we want Christ to be at that perfect spot of our life, which is right at the center. And, you know, we meet, we used to meet all over, but this year, because it actually has been
Changing the location.
Yeah, it changed the location. So I've been doing
a better surf break.
Yeah.
All felt the weight of the last break. It just wouldn't break.
The word was good, but the waves were bad. So we were trying to get to a better spot. So it's going to be at 9:01 a.m. starting on May 20th at Hightower Beach in Satellite Beach.
Nice, man. So you can just hit that up on Google or something, right?
Yeah.
Hightower Beach.
Absolutely. Hightower
hit
Beach.
It on your maps and just find your way out there. But it's all of Brevard County's invited. We want to invite you guys out for that. It's going to be a great time. We do a message.
All ages, all are welcome.
And we just surf, man. We take over. It's pretty cool.
It's just a great way to get in the midst of a beach community. And since we all live by the beach, it's such an easy place to meet and have a good time.
Yeah, for sure. So, guys, we always like to bring a topic to the program. And Jason, I'm looking forward to Surf Group for sure. But today, we're going to be jumping into the topic of the greatest Bible promises of all time. What does the Bible really promise us as believers? I'd like to just kind of go down the list and just take a good look at some scriptures and some different things that God has promised us. Because, you know, what are the greatest promises that have been offered to all of us as human beings, and where are they found in the Bible? So if I had to look at the greatest promises, the first thing I think of is probably forgiveness. Man, I need forgiveness in my life.
That's the main one.
And I lived my life without God for so long, and I made so many mistakes and did so many things wrong that I believe that one of the greatest promises that we can have is forgiveness.
Yeah, so 1 John 1:9 says this: if we confess our sins, He is faithful, trustworthy, and just righteous, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
That's so good, man, because I need to be purified from some unrighteousness. In the book of Hebrews, there's a scripture there that has always stood out to me, Jason, and it's how much more will the blood of Jesus purge your conscience from dead works so that you can serve the living God? Well, that is a sign of forgiveness right there, that you have a conscience, and your conscience will tell you you're doing things wrong, you know, and a lot of times people's conscience can be skewed because they're not living their life with God or for God. So, but when it comes to actually receiving forgiveness from God, you know, you need to have that guilt and that condemnation taken away from your life. The Bible says there's therefore now what?
No condemnation in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, right. So I think the greatest promise that God offers humans, you know, or humanity, is that of forgiveness through Christ. Okay, there's really no other way to get forgiveness, and that's where Christianity is kind of separated from all the other religions in the world. A lot of other religions point to you need to do this, you need to do that, and if you don't do this, the gods are going to be angry with you. But in Christianity, we have a God who, even though he should be angry, actually paid the price himself for us, and he set us free. And that's where we receive that forgiveness through Christ. He is our mediator. He's the one that went to the cross. He paid the punishment for your sin, and he gave you his righteousness. Instead, you know, scripture said that, you know, that we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. See, those who are willing to humble themselves and repent can be assured not only that their sins will be forgiven, but also that someday their human nature, that conscience, you know, that will no longer be a problem for them.
And yeah, and there's the lesson right there is, you know, as human beings, we need to humble ourselves. Oftentimes, you know, I get in an argument with my wife and it takes me a little bit, you know, not immediately to then forgive actions that either I've done or she's done, right, and move past that. So
you know, get a little upset, a little hurt,
right,
your feelings.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, that really needs to be ingrained in our heart to forgive, you know.
Right.
And by doing that, we need to see the example, the perfect example of what Jesus did for us. He, you know, did nothing wrong, but still forgave everything that we were going to do wrong.
Right.
Because, you know, we weren't around at the time, but now all our sins are completely forgiven for what he did for us.
I love that because, you know, when I look at Jesus and I think, all right, 2,000 years ago, he died on the cross for me.
Yeah.
You know, when he gave his life for my sins, I hadn't even committed any sins yet. I wasn't even born yet, but yet he forgave my sins, past, present, and future in that moment. He died for all of humanity's sins, for every sin. There's not one sin that Jesus didn't die for. Therefore, there's not one sin that sends somebody into separation from God for eternity. You know, that's not what sends people into being separated from God, or, you know, whatever we want to call it, hell. You know, what sends you there is rejecting the gift of forgiveness that has been given to you through Christ.
Yeah.
You know, that's all God's looking for anybody to do is just receive the gift of his forgiveness.
Right.
And to allow Jesus to come in and cleanse you and wash you in your life. What's another thing that you would think would be out there, man? Another promise.
Another promise?
Yeah.
I like what you said about the no condemnation of believer over, you know, those who believe.
That's
good. Yeah. You know, in Romans 8:1 it says, consecutively there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who are not walking according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
Yeah, I love that because when you're talking about not walking according to the flesh, you know, we have a human nature. We have this desire of being human. But if we walk according to the Spirit and we have God's way of life, then we're actually not under any condemnation. God's like, they're doing their best. They're trying. You know, I always believe that Jesus is cleansing us. He's washing us and that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I think that is a great Bible promise that we can stand on. Lord, you're not condemning me. So many people are out there, Jason, and they feel like God's condemning them, that he's mad at them, that he's upset. And I don't think that God is really acting or feeling that way towards them at all. I think it's a lie from the enemy.
Yeah, and just believing that you're forgiven. I know oftentimes when you're struggling with things and you're wanting to do right, you can have condemnation over yourself as well. So I would just say, just release yourself from that and just understand that God understands that you're human.
Sure.
And that you're going to make those mistakes.
He knows you have flesh.
Exactly.
He knows that you're battling that
But it's
stuff.
Our gift to then choose God and operate according to the Spirit rather than, you know, according to our own flesh.
It's really good. How about the idea that, as another promise, that God is going to guide us in our lives?
Yeah.
You know, I am so thankful that God is with me. He's trying to lead me in my life. If I'll let him, you know, I can lead my own life or I can let God lead my life.
Yeah.
But I look at Proverbs 3:5 and I quote this scripture all the time in counseling and working with people, because there's a lot of times that we put our trust in ourselves. But what does Proverbs 3:5-6 say?
Yeah, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path and make it straight."
I love that, because we all have a path that we're walking in our life, and we can stand on this scripture and stand on this promise that God is going to guide you. What are you going through in your life right now? I mean, you know people, I know people, even we are going through things in our lives. And we need the wisdom of God. We need God to guide us. But the first thing that I look at in the scripture is the word, we've got to trust God first. So first thing we have to do is recognize there is a promise that God will guide you, okay, but you've got to trust him first, you know, with all of your heart. And then you've got the second half of it is then you got to lean not on your own understanding. You got to not look at doing it your way, but actually allow God to lead you to do it his way.
Absolutely.
I mean, have you ever had that happen where you've just decided to do it on your own and...
Oh, hundreds of times. I can't think of a specific example, but
you know, it's just in life. Everything we do.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to lean not on our own ways of thinking, because we don't always get it right. I would much rather God, who knows how it works, God who knows how everything is put together, to give me the solution than for me to think that I just need to figure it out on my own. But you'd be amazed how many people are out there and they're just like, God, I don't need you in my life. I don't believe in you even.
Yeah.
You know, you're atheists and different people are out there. They're doing life without God. And every moment that I've had in my life where I've really needed guidance, I've had God to turn to. I don't know. What do people do when they don't have anybody to turn to?
Yeah. They get lost. They get lost. And I've been there. I have been lost. You know, when it comes to, you know, finding a wife in a relationship, you know, it's really tough to lean against your own understanding.
Yeah.
Because you'll end up in the wrong place to be.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, it is easy for humans, even though, you know, who have God's spirit, to trust in or default in their own human nature in regards to life's decisions. You know, this promise reveals
that if believers take their concerns to the Lord and trust in him and give him the glory for helping them, he will point them in the right direction regarding their lives.
That's so good. We really have to lean into that idea that we can trust God. He is looking out for our best interest. I know many times we find ourselves wanting to just try to figure it out on our own. I don't need any help.
And
that's pride.
Yeah, sure.
We've all been in pride, but great promise. I mean, that God will guide us. What's another promise, you think?
I mean, we have his guaranteed help in trials, you know, in
that's
trouble.
So good. Yeah, when God's there in the midst of our problems, it's so encouraging, so helpful.
Yeah, you know, in 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, "For God, who is faithful, will not permit you to be tempted beyond what you are able to bear, but with the temptation you will make a way of escape so that you may be able to bear it."
That's so good. You know, no temptation, you know, no evil in our lives, no adversities that we're going to face, you know, none of those can come upon you except what is common, you know, and God is well aware of what is common and what's going on in our lives. You know, we as people, apart from God, we have to deal with life's trials and troubles with whatever resources are at our disposal. As Christians, however, we have supernatural help. I see so many people trying to do things with natural help when there is actually supernatural help in the kingdom of God for that. A lot of times you see that with people with health issues. For sure. They are going to doctors. They're trying to figure it out. They're trying to work on it. And I'm not saying you shouldn't go to doctors. I think doctors have saved my own life. So I'm not negating that. But you can't rule out the idea that there is supernatural help available for you in the trials that you may be facing with your health, with your mind. You know, some people are battling depression out there. They're dealing with issues in their life. Right. And it's powerful to know that there is guaranteed help in the midst of that through the Word of God, through prayer, through God's people. If you can reach out to God, He will reach back and He will help you.
Yeah. And
in those times.
You know, just be reminded too, we have an enemy out there that wants you to feel alone, wants you to feel like you don't have any help in the trials, that you're just trapped.
Yeah.
But we do. We have a guaranteed help in trials with God and being our, you know, just like you said before, you know, lean not on our own understanding.
Right.
Because God is our help.
It's good, isn't it? So, man, we're talking about the greatest Bible promises that there are out there. So far, we've said forgiveness was a good one. We've talked about the fact that God's not judging us. He's not condemning us. That is a huge promise. And then that we've said God will guide us in our lives. Right. And that He's also a guaranteed help in times of trials and things that we're doing. What's another one? You got any more in your back pocket there?
Yeah.
Hanging out? What do you got?
Yeah, we have the power to overcome through Christ. You know?
Oh, man.
Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who empowers me.
Wow, that is a really powerful scripture. I use that scripture like constantly. It's on t-shirts. It's plastered on church walls. You can do all things through Christ who gives you this strength. You know, Jesus made it plain, really, that of ourselves, we can do nothing, okay? This promise that's conveyed through Paul in the scriptures reminds us as believers that anything is possible through Jesus in our lives. Anything is possible. And I've seen some crazy scenarios in my life, and you've seen crazy scenarios in your life where it didn't look good. Things were not looking good, and God rose up. And He created breakthrough, and He brought us to a place where we can actually do life, you know, with Him and in a more powerful way. So anything's possible, guys. If you're out there, you just have to recognize that you have the power to overcome, man. Some of you are dealing with financial issues in your life, man. Have you ever had to battle through some financial struggles? You ever had to trust the Lord, Jason, in a situation in your life where it's like there's more month than money?
What do we do? Yeah, the one thing that never stops coming is the bills.
So. Yeah, they're faithful.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, you know, I had to jump in out on my own. I was working a job, and you know, there were some promises there with the work that I was, you know, supposed to have, and ended up having to quit because it just wasn't what I was expecting. And I had to then trust God for my finances and realize that, you know, God's empowering me to step forward and run my own, you know, my own gig and be in charge of my finances. But even saying that now, I know that I'm not in charge of my finances. You know, God is supplying all my needs according to His riches and glory. And I just have to be facilitating and be, you know, operating with the gift He's given me.
That's so good. You know, these promises are incredible, and there's a huge list of them, and we'll never get to them all. But, you know, one of the greatest promises that I see is that God is going to work everything for our good. You know what I mean? Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for our good to those who are called according to His purpose in our life.
Yeah. God's promise that no matter what Christians go through in their lives, He will ensure that everything works out for their eternal benefit.
That's so good. So many times I think we look at the situations in our life and we're like, oh man, I don't know, man, if this is going to work out.
Yeah.
And then we get down the road and we look back and we're like, man, God really did get me through that. He brought situations and circumstances, and I can remember the car being broke down when we were younger and poorer, you know, and you guys mm-hmm. were just little kids.
Yeah.
And you'd go and you'd take it to the mechanic by faith, and you'd believe in the Lord's going to bring the money. And then the mechanic just turns around and goes, yeah, you know, I just feel like I need to bless you guys. And he doesn't charge you.
That's
or
awesome.
Something like that. And it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes the money comes in a different way. Other times people, you find the favor of the Lord in your life. But if you're out there listening today, know this, that if you are in Christ, if your life is hidden in Him, that His provision, all of heaven is behind you. whatever it is that you have need of, God said he would supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, that he is, like Romans 8:28 here says, working all things together for your what? Benefit. You know, because you love him and you're called, you've been appointed by God to experience those blessings in your life. So,
yeah. And yeah, that's so beautiful too, because it's not just for today. Our beautiful promise of all is that we don't have to worry about tomorrow because we know that there's eternity ahead of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that is so powerful that we can actually walk with God every day of our life. We can see the power of God being released in our lives through just simple relationship with Jesus. And all of that simple relationship is, you know, it's right there in the scriptures. There's promise after promise after promise in my Bible that tells me of all the different things that when I give my life to Jesus Christ, when I begin to walk with God, this will begin to happen, that will begin to happen, that God's going to bring favor into my life, that he's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all I could even ask or think, according to the power that is at work within me. That's where it comes down to, that being in him. So if you're out there today and you're listening to the program and you're struggling, you're battling some things, you need to be in Christ Jesus in your life. You need to say, God, I want to invite you into all these situations in my life. So what else yeah. can we do in those moments? A lot of times we can rely on our own strength, or we can rely on God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all.
That's right.
We could ask or think.
And so, ultimately, the worry goes away when, you know, we realize that in the evidence that God has given us eternal life in this life in his Son.
That's really good, man. Let's take a quick break and come back and talk about eternal life.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, it's time for the flea market here at Lighthouse Christian Church. It's going to be April the 29th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., there will be two options for you to have your own booth here at the flea market. So you can rent for $25 a 10 by 10 outdoor space, or for $35, you can be in the air conditioning. That's right, we're going to have indoor tables. All you need to do is go to our website at ourlighthouse.net, click on the flea market tab to fill out your registration form, or you can just come on out to the church and shop till you drop. That's right, we'll have all kinds of vendors here. It's going to be a great day for you to come out and find lots of treasure here in the search for flea market gold. So come on out. We'll see you guys at the Lighthouse Christian Church flea market Saturday, April the 29th. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin, and I got my son Jason Radlin with us, the leader of Locked In Surf Group, and just an amazing worship leader. And
All right.
You do a lot of amazing things, Jason. I'm really proud of you and how you live your life for the Lord, and it's exciting to have you on the program. It's actually your second program that you've done with me, so really glad to have you here at Turn the Light On. But you actually sparked us on
best blessings promise of all.
And the greatest promise of all, and that was the gift of eternal life.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to go into that a little bit as we kind of wrap up the program. What's the scripture? I think there's one in 1 John 5:11 we looked up.
Yeah.
It says, what does that one say?
And this is the evidence that God has given us, eternal life, and this life is in His Son.
See, there we have it again. It's in His Son. I've so been revolutionized in my thinking on scripture after scripture. If you read in the New Testament, Jason, more and more I see that the key is to be in Christ, not for Him, not with Him,
in Him.
And, you know, God, through His perfect love, has provided a means through which we as human beings can transcend the limitations of our physical lives and live forever with Him in a spiritual family, the church. We are His bride, and we're going to meet our Creator in all the promises and in rewards that eternal life is and has are going to be ours. Why? Because we believe in His Son, Jesus. So what would you say to somebody who maybe doesn't believe in Jesus that might be listening to the program right now? How would they tap into this gift of eternal life?
Yeah, I would say, you know, this world is broken, and there's so many distractions that keep us from understanding that, you know, there's more to this life. But I'll say this, you know, let the evidence of God's love of sending His Son for you be your decision to not look at what's happening in your life today, but to understand that there's more greater to you. And there's an eternal mindset you can have, living not for today, but living for eternity.
Yeah.
And that ultimately takes the pressure off of you to live your life out just for yourself, but to live for others and want to bring as many people as you can to that knowledge of Christ being our eternal salvation.
So if you're out there today, just say a simple welcoming prayer to the Lord. Say, Jesus, I want You to be a part of my life. You know, the Bible says, you know, believe on the Lord Jesus and confess with your mouth that, you know, He is your Savior, and you will experience eternal life. So guys, give that a run, and we would love to hear your testimonies.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.